Hello again. As we bathe in relative safety at the Isle of Man bubble, looking back at weeks of no new cases of COVID-19, across the waters it seems to be a story of some confusion, with COVID cases now obviously pinging up here and there, and all that pent-up energy waiting for the bars, pubs and restaurants to reopen, with just the meter social interaction guideline to adhere to. Alcohol, of course, plays such a significant role in so many lives, it's sometimes helpful just to cast a glance at the alcohol question from a medical standpoint. From all the latest info, it would seem that approximately 1 in 3 men and 1 in 3 women drink more alcohol and regularly in excess of the latest Department of Health guidelines. Remember the olden days of no time ago, wherein it was all about units of alcohol per week. A suggested limit then of 21 for men and 14 for women. That changed a few years ago to 40 units all round for both genders per week. Better it seems to have a few alcohol-free days weekly, spreading the load over a few days, trying to avoid binges, vast numbers of units of alcohol. Binging is associated with jeopardy and increased risks of such things as obviously having an accident, numerous other illnesses, relationship issues. That all comes with the territory, of course. But surely having a few drinks is relatively risk-free. What about the good old so-called J-shaped curve, wherein non-drinkers feared, well, for their lives, they didn't do as well in some illness stakes than occasional drinkers, typically of a drop of red wine. And it was thought to be good for you. Well, it's all changed, all that stuff, in case you were wondering. There is, in fact, no safe limit for alcohol. It has virtually no benefits health-wise at all. Sorry. The tiny life raft some have been clinging to on this topic was punctured and sank below the waves. Perhaps when it was shown that the only group who actually might benefit slightly from regular alcohol usage were women aged over 55, who drank less than about 5 units a week. However, this small benefit, and it is small, was wiped out by a single drinking session over those weeks in any month of more than 7 or so units. That's not a lot. Or if any other risk factor was present, that was being slightly overweight or having slightly high blood pressure. Just to remind us then, what a unit of alcohol actually looks like. A single shot of only 40% spirit equals 1 unit. A large glass of wine, 250 mils, say, of red, 13%, that's just over 3 units. Just under 3 units lurks in a pint of standard lager at about 5%. How do you work it out? Easy peasy. Volume of alcoholic beverage multiplied by the percentage strength of the drink divided by 1,000. And yep, your units of alcohol in that drink. Medical issues known to be associated with more alcohol regularly imbibed than suggested, many. Such as cancers of the breast, esophagus, oral cavity, larynx. In average drinkers, adding others, in other words, liver and colon cancer, in regular heavier drinkers. Let alone all the multiple health issues associated we all know about. Turning to other things though, drinking in excess of recommended limits increases your risk of seizures and epilepsy, convulsions, high blood pressure, goes without saying, heart rhythm problems, atrial fibrillation and the like, as the alcohol affects the heart muscle. Let alone the liver disease, the gastritis, the heartburn, the pancreatitis in all its forms, and stroke disease too. Just a few of them. Now, whilst none of this is probably news to many listeners, it does bear flagging up. Something that is ever present in our society, in particular, as we have recently and obviously locally in Isle of Man, relaxed the previously quite severely restrictive rules and regulations pertaining to said excursions to the many welcoming places on this lovely island wherein alcohol might be served. Interestingly, in recent years, We all know of many old adults who have hardly ever ventured out to imbibe, preferring to sort themselves out with something pleasant and purchased from the supermarket, off-licence or wine shop. We know this regular habit of home drinking of alcohol often entails many, many more units down the hatch than at any said time. It can hardly, well, tally up sometimes. The recent lockdown, however, has simply amplified this tendency to susceptible souls. Any couples who might be feeling a bit anxious, working from home, a bit more relaxed, possibly, not discouraging this tendency to have a drink. So as we all continue and hopefully, well, thrive to continue to be COVID-free, it's worth just having a little think about this little facet of alcohol life. Alcohol. Yes. Until next week. Cheers.